This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Sefer Shoyna Halachos. Today's share is sponsored by Rav Yossi Badner, Lila Nishmas, Rav Shaila of Karsir, Rav Shab and Rav Moshe. We covered the Olam, we covered the Klein Mishpacha, we covered Kal HaKal HaKadosh Shazah. Okay. Shalom Shalom Nelly, may I search for all of Klal Yisrael, and for Rabbi Yossi and his Mishpacha, Rabbi Yossi Gal Tzedek. Okay, we're up to Simen Dalet, Sif Katan Lamed Hei. We're learning Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. The foundation of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim is we're talking about, there are two dimensions to Netilas Yadayim. The dimension we're speaking about primarily is the takana of washing one's hands for tefillah, which there are two basic reasons for, the Rush and the Rajba. The Rush says when a person goes to sleep at night, their hands are very busy. Yadai maskoni yasim. You scratched yourself in a place that's memulei zeya, full of sweat, full of filth, and therefore one would have to wash their hands. That's the reasoning of the Rush. Your hands are dirty, not tameh, dirty. Actually dirty. What do you mean? But last night I took a shower, I used Pantene shampoo, I used conditioner, I used all... Yeah, but once you go to sleep, your body becomes dirty and your hands are dirty. They are not fit to wash, to daven in. According to the Rush, you have to wash your hands for every tefillah. Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, which is the halacha. Now, the Rajba is of the opinion that there's a different reason for Netil Sidayim. Namely, when you wake up in the morning, you're a Beria Chadash, you're a new creation. And just like the Kaihanim inaugurated their Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash by washing their hands, one has to inaugurate their Tefillah Shachris by washing their hands. That's the Rush and the Rashba. This is irrespective of what we call the Tumah of Negel Vasar, irrespective of the Ruach Ra, that when the Neshama goes upstairs, it becomes a vacuum, and then the Tumah comes onto the body, and then when the Neshama returns, it banishes the Tumah except for one's fingers. This is the Takana of Netilas Yadayim for tefillah. So now the shaila is, what if you sleep in gloves? Sleeping, I say, oh, come on, it's academic. It's actually more common than you think. Sometimes people have very chapped hands, and they put on Vaseline, and they sleep in gloves. It's actually very common. Do you have to wash your hands in the morning? Negel vasar, you're going to have to wash, but do you make it a Netilas Yadayim? Well, according to the Rajba, I'm still a new creation. But according to the Rush, I didn't scrap... Yadai maskoni says, my hands are clean. What? So ruach ruach, for negel vasar, I'm going to have to wash. But what about the bracha of al netilas yadayim? So now it becomes a suffix bracha. The Rush says, I don't make a bracha. The Rajba says, I do make a bracha. So yashen, balayla, bebat yadayim, if you sleep in gloves, lo yivarech bebarach al netilas yadayim. You're not going to make it al netilas yadayim. But there's a simple solution. You go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, now your hands are dirty. Hands are dirty, you have the Rush, and you got the Rajba. So it is academic, because who wakes up in the morning doesn't have to go to the bathroom. The nachin shiyasa tzrachav, the right thing is do your needs, go to the bathroom, lefnei hatfilah, then v'yivarech, and then you make the bracha. Okay, next case. This is, you know, the most common question regarding staying up all night on Shavuos. Do you make al netilas yadayim in the morning? So let's think about it. I didn't sleep. Is there ruach ra if I don't go to sleep? Does ruach ra only come if I sleep, or does it come in that? Because what causes the ruach ra? Does the night cause the ruach ra, or does the sleep cause the ruach ra? Night, sleep, right? It's a suffix. It's a suffix whether the night causes it or the sleep causes it. So you're gonna wash negel vasar at alois hashachar, but do you make a bracha of al netilas yadayim? L'chayra, you should not. I'm not a Beri Chadasha. I'm not a new creation. How am I new? I'm a new creation if I go to sleep and I wake up feeling refreshed. But if I stayed up all night and I feel like, you know, I was run over by a truck, so then, I'm not a new creation. The Raja says you are. First of all, loy plug. The guy next to me is a new creation. He went to sleep. The guy over here is a new creation. So I'm also loy plug. But I'm not loy plug. We're not going to differentiate. Secondly, the Rajba says, the world is a Beriah Chadasha. So according to the Rajba, if you're up all night, you do make a bracha. But the Rush would say, I don't make a bracha. Why? Yadai maskoni is haim when I'm sleeping, not when I'm up. So hayoneir kol alef, you're up all night. Yitol yadav, achar amar hashachar. You're going to wash your hands after amar hashachar gimel pa'amim. 3 times for negel vaser, and to be yoytzin tisadam according to the Rashba, avalo yivarech. But you're not going to make a bracha. You're not going to make a bracha. Why not? Because you don't have your dying maskoni as him according to the Rosh. What?
Oh.
So what do you do? A negavaser issue is not really an issue because there's no bracha, so just do it.
So what do you do?
3 times. Wash
and then right after you do 2, like you do 5?
No, you do it in 1. Yeah, but you could do alternate. You could do serugim for a netel siyadayim. That's not the normal way to do it, but it's okay if you do it that way. Now, actually, yeah. So, if you're up all night, you're gonna wash 3 times. You're not gonna make a bracha. What if I dozed off? So do I now have yodayim maskani yisim? No, shinas arai. We don't say if you fell asleep for 12 minutes that you probably touched yourself. V'afilu yashin shinas arai. Now, but there's also a simple solution. This is what we do. You go to the bathroom, right? You go to the bathroom. This way, you have the rajba, your new creation, and you have the rush that your hands are dirty. Elam kein asot tzrachav, unless you defecated, ayhito mayim, or you urinated, v'shifshef, and you got your hands soiled, v'chein nochin lasis. That's the right thing to do. Now, once we're on the topic of staying up all night, let's talk about the other brachas of someone who stayed up all night. What issues are there if somebody stayed up all night? So the main one is netilas yadayim. The main one is netilas yadayim because you don't have the rush. So you go to the bathroom, that takes care of that issue. What about tzitzis? Not an issue. You put on a talis gadol. Even though you were wearing a talis katan, now I'm putting on a talis gadol. So there's no issue with tzitzis. A bachar has an issue with tzitzis. A bachar will make a bracha on tzitzis. What about brachas ha-Torah? Brachas ha-Torah is an issue. Because there's a shaila. Do you make a brachas ha-Torah every single day? Even if, irrespective of whether you went to sleep or not? Or do we say, no, you had to have gone to sleep? So Berachas HaTorah is a suffix. If you're up all night, Berachas HaTorah is a suffix. However, there is an interesting solution. It's not such a simple solution, but an interesting solution. And that is, if you slept during the day before, Sheinas Keva, then you'd be allowed. Now, in general, there's a shayla. Let's say you take a long nap Shabbos afternoon. Do you have to make Berachas HaTorah when you wake up? No. But there's a suffix. We don't do it, but it's a suffix. But if you slept a long nap in the afternoon and then you stayed up all night, so in a way it's like a svek sveka, maybe I have to make a brachas ha-Torah because I slept during the day. And even if not, maybe I have to make a brachas ha-Torah because I was up all night. So basically, Rabbi Kiva Eger says you make a brachas ha-Torah. So brachas ha-Torah is not really such an issue. You can make brachas ha-Torah. But here, that's one suffix. And even though usually we say svek sveka also lakula, now usually we say svek sveka lakula, by Sfiras HaOmer we allow svek sveka to say you can make a bracha, and by Brachas HaTorah as well. What? Stam in general, if you take a nap Shabbos afternoon, and you don't want to wear your tzitzis. Let's say a person takes off their tzitzis. Then when they wake up, there's a shiloh whether you have to make another bracha or not. So people, if you cover yourself with the tzitzis, then it's like you're not mesiach das from it. Okay, what other brachas are an issue? Other brachas are hamaver sheina me'enoi. We mean God removes sleep. I never went to sleep. So that bracha you cannot make if you're up all night. Elokai neshama, you cannot make if you're up all night. So those are the two issues, basically. Elokai neshama and hamaver sheina. That, you get a guy, you get the guinea pig, the special, you know, Shavuos guy who slept for 30 minutes, and he'll make those two brachas for you.
What does the rush do with Elokai neshama in general? Doesn't that ride? Did you make that
brach? The rush?
The rush.
Why? The Rush agrees that you're a Berech Chadasha. He just says you don't have to wash Netilas Yadayim just because you're a Berech Chadasha. He agrees you're a new creation. It's just that wouldn't necessarily, that's not the reason for the legislation of Netilas Yadayim. Okay. Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. V'im Yashin B'miksas Halayla Shinas Keva Al Mitasai. Let's say like this. You went to sleep at 10 p.m. and you woke up at 1 a.m. V'loy Natal Yadav Kishakam. When you got up, you didn't wash your hands. Yitol Yadav, you could wash your hands. V'yavarech and make a bracha in the morning. Why? Because you're a Berech Chadasha and your hands were busy. What if you washed your hands when you got up at 1 a.m.? Then I can't make a bracha later in the morning unless I also go to the bathroom. Elam kein asa tzrachav kidal el din lamedalad. Now here's an interesting question. Chazal tell us that David HaMelech never slept. Could somebody bring me Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph? Shitin Nishman. Yeah? David HaMelech did not sleep 60 breaths. David did not sleep Shitin Nishman 60 breaths, which is the 60 consecutively, right? David was Zahir not to sleep 60 breaths. Why? Because, thank you, when you sleep 60 breaths, then you're Toyim Tam Misa, and David HaMelech did not want to be Toyim Tam Misa. Therefore David, this is, you ready? The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Daled quotes the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, and it's the Zayin in the beginning of Vayigash. David Hoya Nizar Shalai Lishan Shitin Nishman, which is 60 breaths. Why? Kedei Shalai Yitoim Tam Misa. So the question is, good for David. What does that have to do with us? Well, now, what does it mean he didn't sleep 60 breaths? Consecutively, but he would doze off many times, less than Shita Nishmi until Chatzos, and Chatzos he would get up, meaning even when he would sleep, he would not sleep more than Shita Nishman. Now there's a Shaila. Was David Nizar Dafka Bayayim or even Balayla? What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is, most Achroinim say, David was Nizar even Balayla. Now, if David was careful even Belayla, then a Baal Nefesh should not sleep Shitin Nishman consecutively, even during the day. But if David was only careful during the day, then you could say we're not on the level of David, and we could take a nap for more than Shitin Nishman. Now, first thing you have to know is what? You shouldn't take a nap? That's right. It's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Really? So it's a machlokes. The Mechaber holds that a Baal Nefesh should not take a nap during the day. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says only a Baal Nefesh, that David was only careful not to sleep during the day. So therefore we don't have to be careful during the day. The Mechaber holds he was even careful at night. So at least we should be careful during the day. Now the first thing you need to know is Shabbos is not Bechlal. Shabbos is not included. As we know, the Arizal slept many hours on Shabbos day. But is this really at all practical or relevant? Bezman Hazeh. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person cannot function during the day unless they nap a little bit, then it's okay. But a person should not, you know, sleep away the day. And even if you do take a nap during the day, again, this is talking about a weekday, on a random Tuesday, can you sleep Shita Nishman? So again, it's not usser. There's no isser to take a nap. It's milsa de chasidus. It's a saintly practice, right? You know, there's no isser. Many gedolim napped even during the week, during the day. But again, this is a saintly practice. But what is its relevance for us? The relevance is, what is shita nishman? Because the halacha is that when you sleep during the night, you have to wash negel vaser. How long? Or by the way, if a person naps during the day, do they have to wash their hands? Yeah. But how long? In other words, let's say you take a nap. I go lie down for take my power nap. So the best kind are 4 minutes. 4 minutes, it's a lifesaver. But let's say you sleep 20 minutes. Let's say you sleep. How long of a nap would you have to wash your hands? So let's see. Lamed ches. Yashin b'yayim. If you sleep during the day, kishir shita nishmin, which is the shear of 60 breaths, ritzufin, yitol yadav gimel pam. You should wash negel vasar. Beloy bracha. You're not going to make a bracha. Now, how long is shita nishmin? Vishiyurai. This is very interesting. There are three opinions. Yei shayimrim, shu gimel shay. Some say 3 hours. So many people are very makbe. They only take 2 hours and 59 minute naps. Right? If the shear is 3 hours, then you could be a very holy person and say, I'm makbe not to sleep during the day, shita nishmin. And you could sleep every day between 12 and 2:58. And you could still abide by this. Some say it's like 32 minutes. Some say it's like a little bit more than 3 minutes. So basically the three shitas are 3 minutes, 30 minutes, 3 hours. Well, again, what's the nafkamina? A few nafkaminas. Number one is, after how much of a nap do I have to wash my hands? Now, if you want to be machmer, and anytime you go to sleep, you wash your hands, it's okay, so do that. I mean, it's not a big deal. You take a nap, you wake up, you wash your hands. But ikur, we pask in 30 minutes.
Where is this from?
David didn't sleep 60 horse breaths. So the question is, how long is that? Okay, because 60 horse breaths is the taste of death. Now, why wouldn't David want to taste death? So that Rizal says, David was the Gilgal of
Adam.
Adam brought Misa la'olam. So David is coming to counteract Misa. So David, Melech Yisrael, Chai v'kayim. He doesn't want to taste death. He's the one who will usher in Tchiyas HaMesim. So the bottom line is, there is a chumrah for a Baal Nefesh not to sleep during the day. Shita Nishman. So according to the 3 hour shir, it's not that hard to be Zohar on a weekday. So on Shabbos, you could take a 7 hour nap in the afternoon. And during the week, you limit it to 2 hours and 59 minutes. Lamaisa we paskin 30 minutes. So if you wanted, let's say you wanted to be a saint and you wanted to be machmir on this chumrah, so on Shabbos, you could still nap as long as you want. And during the week, you keep it to 29 minutes. But again, it's not a requirement. It's just milsa de chasidos. Lamed tes, pachas mishita nishmin, loy mikri shinafya belayla. So if a guy says, oh, I stayed up all night, Shavuos, I only slept 28 minutes. Taka, he stayed up all night. Sleeping less than 30 minutes is not called sleep. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, the resident doctors here know better than me, but I think the sleep cycles go in cycles of 30 minutes, 50 minutes, maybe in an hour and a half. Mashahu kazeh. In other words, we want to get a good nap.
REM sleep starts at a certain...
Right? You got to sleep at least 30 minutes. And then 50 minutes.
Doesn't the Rambam have recommendations on sleep also?
The Rambam says you should sleep every night 8 hours. Look, everyone has their things, their machmer on. Some guy told me he's a brisker. He keeps the Rambam, but only one Rambam. He sleeps 8 hours a day. Yashanta oz yanuach life. You sleep oz. It's good. It's healthy. Okay. Mem. Ubal nefesh yachmir shal yishen b'yoyim shita nishmin mishum bitol taira. A bal nefesh should be machmir not to sleep during the day shita nishmin. Now, what's the reason? Bitol taira. But if the guy anyway is not learning and instead he's on his phone, for him it's a mitzvah to sleep as long as possible. Uv Shabbos mutter. On Shabbos, there's no inyan of being memayit the nap. Umi she'ef shar loilomayit b'loy shinat sarayim. Someone who can't learn without napping during the day, mutter lishon ma'at. It's permitted for him to sleep a little bit. Av lo yarech ba. He shouldn't sleep a lot. V'tia kavanos l'shem shamayim. He should sleep for the sake of heaven. Ki hakol taloy l'fi mashu adam. It all depends on your stamina and your physical nature, what is needed for your service of Hashem. If I'm not mistaken, I don't want to say, but one of the G'dayli Olam would take a nap every single day. I'm talking about one of the Achroinim. Okay, the Gra, of course, did not sleep more than 2 hours in a 24-hour period, and he slept in half-hour intervals. The bottom line is that the best thing to do is try to go to sleep early and wake up early. And also, if you need to rest, then it's a good thing to rest. Okay, now, let's say you wash Nagelwasser, but you don't like to waste money. So after you wash Nagelwasser, you want to give it to your kids to drink. Not a good idea. The Nagelwasser water is tame. Not only that, you're not going to get hanuf from it. So let's say you have a cat, and you want to give the cat, what's the cat's name? Gordon, give the cat a name. Sandy. You want to give Sandy, don't give Sandy to drink from your Nagelwasser water, because, you know, she could turn into a turtle or something. Not a good idea. And also, you're not going to get hana from the water of Nagelwasser. So don't use it to wash the dishes. Membeis, v'lo yishpachem bebayis. Don't pour it in the house. Don't mop the floors with it. V'lo b'makam sha'ovrim shamnei adam. If people step on it, it could be dangerous. Ela b'makam madron. Throw it down the drain, ay ba'afar tichayach, or in soft dust, where it will just basically become absorbed. Mem gimel. One more. The following activities require washing your hands until the joint. Okay. Now, some of these things are ruach ra. Some of these things are going to require washing three times. Some of them only one time. You ready? The al kol panim, at the very least, ad soif kishrei etzba'osav, to the end of the knuckles of the fingers. Ve'im ein loy mayim, if you don't have water, dai v'nikayin ba'alma, it's enough just to clean your hands, l'toira u'latfila, for Torah and Tefillah. And then, in other words, let's say you have Ruach Ra on your hands. You don't have water. So in the meantime, wipe them, learn, daven, and when you get water, wash them as soon as you can. When you get water, you wash your hands. Here are the different things. Sorry, I don't have this part on the sheet. We'll review it next time. But let's just read it quickly. Hakame Hamita. One who wakes up in the morning, they have to wash their hands because of Ruach Ra. Vahamashamesh Mitasai. One who has marital relations has to wash their hands for a ruach ra. V'ahoylech b'beis hakvarais, one who goes to a cemetery, has to wash their hands because of ruach ra. V'yitol koidem sheyispalal al hakvarais. Before you daven at a kever, you should wash your hands. Now, why should you wash your hands before you daven at a kever? Because what?
Kabbalistic.
Kabbalistic? No? Did Mishnah Berurah say that?
It's just for the Nitzaitin, the Klippas,
once we're on the topic, Chayodim brings down that if a person is Tamei, meaning if a person has Tumas Kari, if a person had relations, they should not go to a cemetery before they go to a mikvah. A little known halacha. That unless a person goes to a mikvah, they shouldn't go to a cemetery, which is counterintuitive. You're going to a mikvah to go to a cemetery? And that's why many people don't go to cemeteries. And the Gra said not to go to cemeteries. And I think that Arizal also said not to go to cemeteries. However, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kavetz Halachas writes that we're not makzid on that bizman hazeh. Oh, the Maril writes, Yesh litol koidem shisval al kfaris. I'm not sure why. You should wash your hands before you go to pray by a kever. Now, in general, a person says Tehillim. Let's say middle of the day, a person wants to say Tehillim. They don't have to wash their hands. Stam yadayim is kosher for brachis, just not for shachris. But it seems like there's some kind of, I guess, mystical reason to wash your hands before you go to the cemetery, and then you wash again when you leave. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a chiddush that if you're going into a yeshiva after a cemetery, you do not have to wash your hands.
So I understand. So Megillas Adayim would be two, not the Seirugim, but after would be, right?
What?
Megillas Adayim
before? Well, it's going to depend on why you're washing your hands.
Because before you enter the cemetery, I'm not hit with a ruach ra.
So what am I? What am I washing my hands for?
I didn't get the ruach right.
I understand, but what are we washing your hands for?
When do you ever not see ruach in the process?
Oh, I'm saying if it's a mystical reason, I don't know. And we have to look into what's the reason to wash hands before you go into something. Now, v'yesh nagim oz lurchas gam apnim. Some people have a minute to wash their face when they come out of a cemetery. Umisha naga b'meis. Somebody touches a dead body, has to wash negelmaser. V'afilu nichnas etzel meis. Or somebody who enters the room of a dead body. Oy halach v'lava oisai. Or somebody who accompanies a dead body. Loyi kanis labayis. One should not enter a house. Achar. One should not enter another house. Koydem shiyurchatz. Before you wash your hands. V'chol elu tzrichin netila gimel pa'amim. All of these cases require netila three times. That implies even washing before you daven. V'yeshamim shirak ha'kameh amita tzach netila gimel pa'amim. Some say only getting up in the morning requires washing three times. All the other activities do not require washing three times. Okay, let's hold it over here. Hanani ben Akasha, Emre Batzah, Kavish Baruch, Zach Yisrael, Yikach Hirba, and Torah Mitzvah, Shenemra, Adin Echa, Peitzman, Tukai, Adil Torah Biyadir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.